to talk to you about what I call that, Mr. Control. It is a fact that around every human being there's an electrical field. The field has been measured, the field has been photographed, and the field has been talked about for thousands of years. People who are of kind of a mystical bent, and the New Age people call it your aura. That is one way of seeing that. There is a spiritual way of seeing that same factual thing around each person, where you see it spiritually, where it really is quite different. There's less, the people who see auras see colors, they'll see thoughts, like a negative thought will manifest as a dark circle or a dark movement. It does speak a lot about the person. And here's some of the, for those of you who cannot see these things, which would be most folks, here's how you experience it. You're standing in an elevator next to a man who's dressed in a neutral way, who's not menacing you in any way, and you can't wait to get out of the elevator and get away from him because you feel uncomfortable in his presence. Same scenario, you stand next to a person neutrally dressed who's not smiling and being cute, but you just have a sense of affection for that person and warmth. What's happening is that the two of you are standing in each other's bodies as you're forced together in the proximity of a small space like an elevator or a bus or an airplane, and you watch the body language of people in those situations. They'll cross their arms, they'll cross their legs, they withdraw, or if they're lucky and they're sitting next to someone that they feel good with, they'll open up and talk or share something. So because you have not been aware of this part of your body, which is, it is as much of a part of a human as a belly button. Everybody's got one. There's not a human without an atmosphere. They don't make them that way. So you have been running around naked in a certain way, unaware that you're wide open to whatever influence is coming towards you. And while it's dandy to be naked in the shower where it's warm and safe and private, it is not dandy to be naked outdoors in the cold. So I'm going to teach you guys how to control your atmosphere, which was something that we learned in the Christian group that I was in very, very early on. So I learned about this when I was 21. I'm going to be 67 soon. That's a long time. And I'm very much a pragmatist. So the fact that I do this still from age 21 up until now speaks of its effectiveness. And I wouldn't consider not controlling my atmosphere any more than I would forget to put my pants on when I walked outside anymore. Just doesn't happen. Okay, so here's how you do it. This is the way that I teach children, and I find that teaching adults, the simpler I approach things, the easier it is for everybody to learn. Okay, but I've taught five-year-olds to do this. I've taught Nancy's grandchildren to do this. You stand with your arms out at your side in a T with your palms up. If you are a charismatic, to Nancy's modeling that posture, you can see right now through the magic of modern telephoneism that Nancy has her hands up. And very much like if you're charismatic, when you worship, you put your hands up and you open them to feel the energy of God or the presence of the worship. If you will be quiet and just open your hands up, most people will feel like a gentle prickling or kind of an electric current. That is your atmosphere. And most people's atmosphere is roughly an 8-foot circle around you, very much like a hamster ball, if you've ever seen that. In other words, it's a completely 360-degree circle of energy around you, and it's your own bodily electrical energy. Like I say, this has been measured. There was a character, if any of you old enough to remember the Addams Family, named Uncle Fester, and he'd stick a light bulb in his mouth or hold it in his hand, and it would turn on. And there's actually joke light bulbs like that that operate off a millivolt current that your body actually generates. So it's not like a battery. It's actually generated off your battery. Off your body, and it's been photographed by the Russians. It's called Krillian photography. Starts with a K. I have no idea how to spell the rest, but I've seen Krillian photography, and apparently all life has some kind of electrical field around it. So they did Krillian photography on animals and on plants and on people, and all of them have that field around them to enough of a presence that you can photograph it. Okay. So as you get aware of this part of you, I want you to ask God to open it up wide, to just like you're receiving at your favorite church on the favorite worship day with the favorite worship team, and you're being inundated with the wonderful waves of God's love. and you're in an area that's totally safe. All the people around you are close to you, and they like you, and all that kind of thing. All right? So let's open your hands and say, open. And feel what that feels like. What does that feel like? Okay? Now, we're going to close the same thing. So now what we're going to do is we're going to clench our fists, and we're going to say, close. And we're going to see that bubble around us going from totally open and see-through to opaque. And it's going to become like our little hamster ball with the frosted, you know, like that tinted glass. We got our own tinted glass now. Are like Venetian blinds that you close. So they open. When they open, they go sideways and you can see out. And you say close, they all go down and overlap each other and you can't see out anymore. But what it means is the energy of the person standing next to you when you say close is no longer touching you. Or when you say open, the energy is welcome in. Most of the time when you're in the outside world, like most of the time you need close, you want to have your atmosphere closed or semi-closed. Sometimes, have you ever been in a big supermarket or like a Walmart and just felt exhausted by the place? Because there's so many people there that their energy is like sucking your energy. And the higher energy that you have, the more that you will feel kind of like a grape that has been drained dry. And have you noticed that there are certain people who, when they walk up to you, you feel de-energized in a very short time, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're literally sucking your energy out of your atmosphere. So if you learn to close your atmosphere, not only will they not be able to suck your energy, but there's another wrinkle to this. We can energize our atmosphere with the light of Christ, see light of Christ exercise, so that the edges of it are almost cutting and alive and electric. So now you've got an electric fence around you. And so if people come up to you that have negative energy or they want to steal your energy, they will just literally bounce off. And one of my early experiences with atmosphere control was with a man who was quite advanced in his practice, but he's a very skinny guy, very weaselly, caved-in chest, pale, pasty skin. Physically, he was not a good specimen. Spiritually, he was a good specimen. And he had his shirt off, and he was embarrassed, and I came down the hall, and he didn't expect me to. And I ran into his atmosphere, and it spun me around and bopped me into the wall. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4". I weigh 240. It's not that. Those days, I didn't weigh 240. I weighed probably 180. But still, it's a good trick to spin me around, not touch me, and bop me into the wall, face first. Your atmosphere can become more aggressive later on. But if you just get the basics, you can walk through a crowd of people and they will go out of their way to go around you. This is very good for women in terms of like you're in a dark place and it's kind of a creepy neighborhood. You turn your atmosphere up and people will leave you alone. You can even use it while you're driving. I have a friend who, when she's driving, you know, people climb up on your rear end and drive on safely behind you. And she puts out her atmosphere and they back away like the cop to show. You know, they go from 60 to 40. So this has other applications, but here's the part that you must get. You must get the basics of clothing yourself and closing your atmosphere and being able, just like you learned to move your hands when you were a little kid, you didn't know how to move your hands open, close. If I look at a baby and say, open your hands, they just stare at me with their big blue eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. Or say, close your hands, they might do either of those things, but not by, you know, because they want to, just because their hands are flashing around. You have to learn to do this, and as you learn to do it, you're going to find that you have more energy, that people can take less advantage of you, that people will treat you more respectfully, and that you will feel better in crowds of people. So this should be taught to all sensitive people, particularly with prophetic types, with any type of person, and about at the age of 5. If they can understand this teaching, I've taught little kids this, and it helps them a lot. There's all the stuff about hyperactive children and all that. Some of that's true, but a lot of it is just they're getting too much stimulation because they have no atmosphere. Teach them atmosphere control. You wait and see. They'll smooth right out. A lot of them will, not all of them.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any questions?
No, but I have something I want to add.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, you mentioned sensitive people. And something that I've seen with certain types of people, if you're a person who has used your sensitivity to try to tune in to how other people are feeling, and then you're going to react to that because you know that you want to keep yourself safe by keeping everybody around you happy, atmosphere control is a real challenge. because you've actually been going the other direction of making yourself almost like merged together with other people's atmospheres. You're feeling them out and testing out to see how do they want you to respond and what's expected of you and how can I keep this person happy. So I think for you all, the first step is to recognize your codependency, recognize how you're trying to be responsible for in a certain degree for other people's atmosphere and what's going on there, and begin to turn away from making that how you keep yourself safe. Because I think until you do that preliminary thing, atmosphere control is going to be very difficult for you. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's a good point. I think that learn the basics, and I'll teach in advanced class.
Yeah, we'll do an advanced class sometime. Okay, very good.